This will be just a short tune in. When we say we will have guided japa, we really want to only help you to come to your next level in chanting. Now you must know that in our lineage, in our Gaudiya Vaishnavism, chanting japa of the holy names of Krishna is a central feature of all the instructions of the spiritual master to chant 16 offenseless rounds is the most essential. You will find this quotation in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, what makes an activity into devotional service? Is it just that we sit down and chant the holy names somehow or other, or do we have to chant the holy names in a specific way to become such a central feature of devotional service? Srila Rupa Goswami describes in the opening verse of his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or in the beginning, that there must be three criteriums by which an activity becomes devotional service. And today we will apply the first of the three criteriums to our japa. Very simply said, it must be for Krishna. When we sit down to chant our japa, it's important that we have this right inner orientation that guides us, that is with us, that informs our japa, so that it doesn't become a mechanic process where there is no devotion, where we just fulfill our rounds while we struggle with the sleepiness of our body and mind. It is important that the devotee at the outset of his japa practice and throughout the whole process is aware, I'm now turning to Krishna. In one morning walk, Prabhupada says, in this age we cannot do many Vedic processes. But there are two things we have to do. Chanting the holy name, and listen, this is now new. Chanting the holy name and praying. So we will read together one prayer from the book Sharanagati. It's the seventh song in the division Atma Nivedatmika. It is there, but I will read it. Some may not have let me say, I wouldn't be able to read it with my eyesight, but you can follow along. It will, if you can read it, but if you can't read it, please listen. So as you chant down, as you sit down to chant, you bring your full personality, your everything to the idea, this is now for Krishna. It's the time I spend now with Krishna in his most approachable form. What would that be? The holy name, yes. O Lord, this is my prayer at your feet. You're known as the friend of the fallen. Your feet are my only hope. Please bestow your mercy upon me. I will spend my days and nights in your abode singing your name, at least 7 days and nights. I will spend my days and nights in your abode singing your name. Your servant Bhaktivinod prays for the supremely cooling shade of your feet. So through the chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you are really appealing to the Lord. Please give me shelter at your lotus feet. Please accept me. Please engage me in your service. And by these prayers, your japa will move out of the mechanical category where it is perhaps, yeah, it's not really satisfying for the Lord, nor is it satisfying to you to chant such japa. It will move through these prayers, through this orientation, through this Krishna orientation in your japa, out of the mechanical realm of tasteless, hackneyed, dry chanting into a divine connection with the Lord. So I request you now to sit straight. That's always very good. It sends a signal to your whole being. You may even bring your shoulders up like this and roll them down to open the chest for an increased volume of air intake, and it's also for your attention. And you just before you start chanting, connect with the Lord, who's the friend of the fallen. You wish him to bestow his mercy upon you. And you really pray for being accepted in the supremely cooling, now it's already cool, in the supremely relieving shade of the feet of him. Let us say now together the Panchatattva Mahamantra, and then we will chant for half an hour in this awareness and wait for more. Please, together, the Panchatattva Mahamantra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shivasadi Govardhana. Oh yeah, before you start, please know japa should be done softly. It's a devotional activity. Lagu Uchate, says Rupa Goswami. Lagu means light, soft utterance. Not like this is a mixture of kirtan and dysfunctional behavior. So we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And remember, don't fall back to the mechanic chanting. Just, it's about devotional service must be done for Krishna, no? It's a divine activity. Okay, so now we can start, each one on his own speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Yes. I do not know what this was. We hope it's not the beginning of the end of our very nice sound equipment. Am I audible to you in the back? Vipakit, can you hear me? Yes? Good. We are not so many, so I can try to speak up a little bit. My dear devotees, how was it going for you? Could you remain in a Krishna conscious space as you were chanting? Why is it so difficult for us to remain in a Krishna conscious awareness? Why is it so difficult to chant with bhakti, which means in the initial phase for Krishna? The difficulty is that always our false ego and the world of the false ego comes in between us and our attempts to focus on Krishna. May I ask again, am I audible like this or do I have to speak louder? Good, thank you. Yesterday, we heard about humility as being the entrance gate into the realm of God. No? The Sharanagati means to move forward, Sharan, to our ultimate shelter. What is opposed to humility is the false ego. And the false ego clings to four things. My body or my birth in this body. Wow, it works. Janma. Yeah, but you have to see what this means, my dear devotee. Sanskrit is a very, very... you can't know what it means if you just have an English translation, which you repeat. Janma means you're attached to your body. I'm born now as Sachinandan Swami, the German Swami, no? Janmaishvara, wealth. What is mine? You know, it's not just money. I also have spectacles, or I have so much I and mine. You know, so many things I consider mine. My room, my books, my vehicle. Ishvaya, Shruta, my knowledge, what I think I know. And Shruta, one last thing, Vashri, my beauty. Now, everyone can see that I'm not very beautiful, and I don't think many men will think they are beautiful. But what is when you look into your face and to your mirror, mirrored face? What is about your? Are you shaved up or not? There's a lot to beauty, you know. There's a lot of more than just what we find in the beauty shop. You know, there's the identification with something attractive, which I feel I have. So these things always go in between. They are the manifestation of the ego. And when the ego is between me and God, I only become absorbed in my ego. Therefore, humility, which means in essence to step away from the ego and step into my natural position. I'm lower than the street in the grass. I'm even smaller than that. I'm a soul, 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair. Wow, so small. You know, this is very important. As long as you live in the falsely blown up world of your ego, it's not so possible. What helps me to enter into the space of true humility? Now you will have to listen very carefully, because you will really have to switch on your intellect. There is a very wonderful recommendation which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives in Chaitanya Bhagavat when Mahaprabhu addresses the Navadvip Vasis in the morning and tells them they should always chant this one mantra. Let us chant it, please, together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the purport to this, I'm not so sure now, I would have to find it, of this section, you know, where Mahaprabhu speaks. I believe it's the purport of the Hare Krishna mantra. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives a wonderful practical method how we can chant in the right frame of mind. He says, chanting in this way will bring your mantra chanting to perfection. Would you like to know this? My dear devotees, it's so brilliant, it's so wonderful, it's so doable. I mean, doable in the sense you will need to practice it. It's a little, how do you say, it can, the wealth of this tip can only come when you practice. He says, bring the mantra into the heart. How do I bring the mantra into the heart? I mean, I'm not a surgeon. Listen, Prabhus, Matajis, you can do it. What you do is, you stop thinking so much about yourself. You leave the mental space, which is occupied by the false ego, and you bring everything down, you're chanting to the heart. Chanting, for instance, with gratitude. Chanting in a prayerful mood. You are known as the friend of the fallen, my Lord. Your feet are my only hope. Please bestow your mercy upon me, or anything else which connects you more with a devotional heart, no? The heart space, and where you can leave that mental space, which is either active with these manifestations of false ego, I and mine, we can say in brief terms, the false I and the false mine. And you leave all this, the space, and come into this devotional space, the space of the heart. This is the first thing. Bring the mantra where? Into the heart. Thank you, thank you. Second advice. Whenever you find your mind wandering to the material world, then stop that wandering and bring it back to there. Can you see the brilliancy of these two advices? When I was chanting, for instance, my mind turned to I'm frustrated at the moment about something, highly frustrated. I won't tell you what it is. It's not important. But this frustration is in my mind, and I think, why, you know. And it's such a strong emotion that I'm very much occupied with this problem in the moment. And then it's very difficult to turn to Krishna, because where I am is in the I and mine. I, Satchinandan Swami, am frustrated because my plan did not work out. Do you feel how can you see how much this I and mine is occupying as sadhaka? We all have this I and mine which occupies. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, in order to bring your chanting to perfection, you have to leave that. Hare Krishna, not important at the moment. Important in the moment is, I am a very small part of Lord. I'm very small, insignificant in some ways, but I'm now turning to my Lord by chanting his name. This is all what counts at the moment. And then try to stay in the space as long as possible. And whenever you catch yourself leaving the space, first of all, this is very good that you caught yourself. Finally, you are a little bit attentive to spirituality. Finally, you were able to see, wow, I went in the wrong direction. When you catch yourself, all good praises go to you. Bring the mind back to the chanting. This is how you can chant for Krishna and not be in the I and mine and the false ego any longer. And this is true humility. True humility, my dear devotees, is not just humility you do with the body, where you fold your hands, where you stand before someone. It must happen in the mind, and it must happen in the heart as well. Then you are away from the false ego and its deceptions. What do you think? It's an intense subject. No, Gauranga Darshan, it is very weighty. It is very wonderful. So again, we will chant humble. We will look at this very nice humble prayer. What? Oh, really? Oh, I'm. Is my? It goes up to 6:30, not up to 7. Acha. I'm sorry. No. We can't be so flexible. I mean, we can be anything, but we want to come to Gauranga Darshan's class, and this class has to start at, when do we, 7:30? 7:30? 10 o'clock? 7 o'clock. So we have to vacate this seat. And then we want to listen to this class very much. Then we want to go and eat prasadam. Then we want to go in the Govardhan Valley. So the many things today. But thank you very much. Thank you for giving your best. And I wish you all the best. If you forget everything of this first japa thing, which most of you will do because you are Hare Krishna, Hare Ramas. I'm one of you. I can speak like this. Just two words. For Krishna. Remember, for Krishna. Yes. So we vacate and we do Guru Puja.